So I'm going to invite my brothers in ministry, you know who you are, to join me at the Lord's table.
One of the best parts about being a United Methodist is the fact that we practice and try to live an open table. And what that means is that I'm in the wrong place, apparently, for this microphone. We have dead spots up here. The point of open table is this. One, that when you come to worship with us, you may not have ever been here, and we try to explain what we're doing so it makes some kind of sense. But the point of being open table with Jesus is that everyone who meets an important standard is welcome to come to table. Mike, would it help if I moved further? Okay. And some of you have heard this many times, some may not. Anyway, the point of this morning is, if you are a baptized believer in Jesus Christ, if on this very day, at this moment, you are ready to turn around your sinful ways and follow Christ more fully, more closely, then you are welcome at the table. As you remember from Scripture, many times people came to table who, by all standards, had no business there, but Jesus welcomed them, and so do we. If you'd like to follow along in the hymnal, we'll be doing the Liturgy of Communion, and we will start on the top of page 9. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away, as we did so many times and still do, and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we here together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. By Your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, with Your Holy Spirit and this, Your Holy Church, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. You heard it in Akan and in Tongan. Now let us pray the Lord's Prayer in English. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, just in a bit of explanation, if you're new to our worship, what will happen is we'll have two stations. You come forward as the ushers release you. We'll offer you a chunk of bread, and then the gentleman on the sides will have trays with small individual cups of grape juice. If you partake of those elements, the plastic cups go in the baskets as you turn to leave. At that point, if you want to come to the communion rail, you're welcome. If you want to go back to your spot in the pew, you're welcome to thank God for your gifts. And then on the far end, as you turn the corner back to the pews, ushers will be there to accept your monetary gifts to offer back to God. The table is set. You have been invited. Let us come together to celebrate the Lord's table.